You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Our Friday financial update with the president of John Moore Associates, Brian Cochran, joins us. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, always glad to be here.
So let's talk interest rates, Brian. That's something on, most people's minds when, and I don't know exactly where we're headed, if it's credit cards or mortgage rates or where we're headed. Is it something that's impacting all of these areas, or what should we have our finger on the pulse of?
Yeah, the tides are changing across the board on interest rates, Steve. So we often kind of differentiate between two things when we talk about rates. There's the Fed funds rate, which is the very short-term rate that dictates credit cards and your home equity line of credit, or the interest you earn on your savings, your money markets, your short-term CDs. So when you hear about a Fed meeting or the Fed says this, they're really dictating, most importantly, that short-term Fed funds rate. And there has been change there. We have a new Fed chairman that will preside over the June Fed meeting. So you may see a shift in leadership there that drives a different perspective on rates. And what's changed there, Steve, is going into the year, there was an expectation that we would get 2 or 3 rate cuts on the short-term Fed funds rate, which means that our savings would earn less, but also maybe we would pay less interest on some of those shorter term debts. So that was supposed to be good news, but what's happened now with inflation related to what's happening in the Middle East and energy prices, the market is now expecting that the Fed funds rate will likely hold or maybe even rise a little bit this year.
So to consumers or to, the typical John Doe, any action to take, when I know we're talking about really maybe more areas where we're trying to save, mm-hmm. but when it comes to what we owe and interest rates impacting, I mean, I think the simple solution there is do everything you can to get out of debt,
right?
Which
yeah,
is just, a whole no-
you're not going to see much relief on your short-term debts. I think that's the theme there. So as always, paying those consumer debts as quickly as you can and reducing those higher interest rate debts is wise. So where we're seeing more change, Steve, that has us thinking differently about investments is on the intermediate to longer term rates. So what I mean there is when you look at the bond market, the kind of benchmark for the bond market is the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond, and that can fluctuate primarily based on growth and inflation expectations. So with inflation on the uptick with the war and energy prices pushing inflation higher, as well as the economy continuing to perform fairly well, the concern there is that rates are starting to rise on the longer term. Now, what does that really mean? It means bond prices are dropping, so bonds are cheaper, and the interest you earn on those bonds is going up.
Oh, now, so it's, I mean, layman says, oh, buy.
Exactly. So actually the bond market is priced the most favorably it's been in the last about 14, 15 months. And that's happened rather quickly. So all of a sudden bonds look more attractive. Stocks have gone up a lot already this year and have had a really good 3-year run. So for people who need to rebalance their portfolio, this could be a good opportunity, depending on your risk and working with a professional is wise, to look at maybe rebalancing from stocks to bonds a little bit. But basically, bonds look more attractive. Now, what's the trade-off of that? Higher interest rates on the 10-year treasury are very closely correlated to higher mortgage rates. So mortgage rates are back on the rise again, which has been a hot topic for a few years now, where you're probably seeing mortgage rates look more like they did about 2 years ago. So all of this is changing. But one thing it makes us think about for some of our clients is those who have a lot of cash on the sidelines. So right now, savings and money markets might be yielding around 3 to 3.5%. It could be a good time to rotate some of those short-term savings into more intermediate-term bonds. Things like a short-term to intermediate-term bond fund that 5% or even more. So kind of taking this opportunity to increase the interest you earn on your more lower risk assets. There is a risk step up you take when you make that move from sort of cash instruments like your savings account and your money markets and moving that to bonds. But it's a move that we think some people have avoided for the last few years that could look more attractive now than it has in quite some time.
All right. Well, some great insight that we can, of course, get weekly by tuning in for a Friday financial update. Other insights, Brian, we typically mention the insights tab, no charge, obviously, to log on to johnmoore.com and click on insights. So what kind of content will we find there?
Yeah, Steve, thanks for asking. So we do have a full podcast episode that goes deeper into this concept of interest rates. We do still have the post from last month that you and I talked about lifestyle creep, which is a great read. If you haven't had a chance to jump on the website and see that yet, does a great job explaining sort of what it's like to have your income grow and your expenses grow with it. And then we'll have new content coming out here 1st of June on a myriad of topics, including charitable giving and generosity. It's a really great resource for all different types of topics.
All right. Well, always appreciate your time, Brian, and hope you, yours, and the staff at John Moore Associates have a fantastic extended weekend.
Yeah, will do, sir.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.